Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got Manny Diaz right now with us, joining us this morning. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, man. How we doing?
Coach, we're doing good, man. We're hanging in there and waiting to see what's going to happen Friday night. Coach, I always wonder when your defense plays as well as they did, giving up just 231 yards. You get three takeaways, and it's not good enough to win on the road. Do you feel a sense of any frustration with your guys or any finger pointing? Are you guys all good?
No, we've got great leadership on our side of the ball. Great chemistry, you know, during the course of the game, you know, just every time we got to go out there and make another stand, you know, we're able to sort of regroup and focus on what's going on in the current moment, which is that there's a ball out there and Virginia's got it. And we got to go get them stopped. And you can't have that without having, you know, some real strong personalities and some great guys that really enjoy playing together.
Defensive coordinator Manny Diaz joining us here. My big thing is this. I know that a lot of coaches would, you know, if you lose a game like that, you want to get right back on the field and play. And you had a little time off before this game on Friday night. Is that a bad combo, having that much time off, or is it better for you to have a little bit more prep with the team?
You know, mentally, we would have probably preferred to play the next day because, you know, that was obviously a real kick in the gut for everybody, you know, around UM football. And you want to get that taste out of your mouth as soon as possible. Physically, you know, when you get a bye week after seven games, that's probably a good time in the season to have it. So there probably was some benefit of getting our guys rested up and healthy. I think there probably was some benefit in mentally being able to sort of unplug for these kids and step away for a weekend and really get focused on the stretch run, because we've, you know, obviously we got a chance if we could run the table and got a chance to still get back to Charlotte and win the ACC, and those were big goals for us at the beginning of the year and close to out there. So I think mentally the ability to regroup was probably a blessing, even though, you know, you want to get back out there and get that loss out of your mind.
Coach, you got a lot of guys playing well. I mean, we can go through all the names, Garvin and Jackson and Redwine and Willis and Jackson, and the list goes on and on of your frontline guys. I noticed you were asked a lot, though, in the last couple of days about a lot of guys playing time and not getting snaps. And how do you handle all that when you got a real good defense, the number one defense in college football? So those guys obviously understand not everybody can play. How do you treat that? Do you constantly have to talk to the guys not playing, like, hey, keep working hard, you're going to play? Or how do you treat that so you don't lose those other guys, even though you guys are having success as a group?
Yeah, it's hard, you know. I mean, but everybody's got a role to play. Everybody has to understand what their role is. And that role is not something that we invent. I mean, that role is something that is we want them to feel that they have the decision in by how they perform on Green Tree practice field. And that's why we document everything that occurs in practice. We grade practices the same way we grade games, so that no one can ever come in and say, but coach, you know, well, what about me? And then we just pull out the piece of paper and say, well, look at this. I mean, you're, you know, this guy, you know, you had six MAs at last practice, you know, and this guy hasn't had six in the last month. So they at least feel that they understand. We want to play multiple guys. We want to be able to roll a bunch of guys through there. But as I mentioned yesterday, part of what's going on is, what type of game are you in? Is it a throw game? Is it, you know, are you playing 80 to 90 snaps? What's the temperature like? You know, is it super hot out there, or we got to roll a bunch of guys? We're in some of those situations earlier in the year. You know, we're playing really high level of defense. And one thing that happens when you play really well at defense, you don't stay on the field very long. You know, we're number one still on third down, so we're getting off the field. So you know, our snap totals are way down. We're playing almost a game less than what we did a year ago.
Wow.
So there's just at-bats that were there a year ago that aren't around this year, which, you know, inherently that's a good thing for the Miami Hurricanes, even though we still would love to have, you know, again, more guys have an opportunity to get out there and play. But that's all part of, you know, like I said, that's, you know, it's not a little league, right? I mean, everybody doesn't get a chance to play. I mean, you got to earn it. The Hurricanes we're talking about.
So you're not that little league dad that, you know, like, hey, my son's playing and you know, I got you're out there to win games and play the best guys, obviously, right?
Right, right. And trust me, there's nothing more. The way I was raised in this profession, we want to play 22 guys if we can. But the level, the standard doesn't drop. So when you get in there, you got to be able to play to our standard.
Coach, tackles for loss. I know over the years you said that's the number one stat for you or right up there. You got a guy in the middle, Willis, who is leading the way for you with those tackles for loss. How much has he meant for your team and especially to the front seven of your defense?
Well, you know, the Miami 4-3 has got to have that great D tackle, you know, that the three technique that sit there, you know, isolated on that guard. Usually the guards are usually going to be the worst players on the offensive line. It's a one-on-one more often than not. And if they're going to put two on him, well, that's the great thing about having Shaq Quarterman, Mike Pickney on usually on one side or the other of you, because if there's going to be two on you, it better not be for very long because one of those linebackers is running through. So, you know, we play a style of play that, you know, our front seven is going to attack the line of scrimmage. We're going to create a new line of scrimmage, and it puts the offense in a bind on how they're going to choose to block us. And that's why, you know, when you mentioned we have a lot of guys playing at a high level, what happens is, you know, we're blessed. We have a lot of really good players, and everybody's just doing their job. And when they do their job, the neat thing about it is there's plays to be made for everybody. That's the neatest thing as for us as coaches is it's not just this one guy. It's fun for us to see, you know, multiple D linemen with multiple TFLs. And, you know, the linebackers, they're making plays. We got two guys nominated for the Thorpe yesterday in the secondary. I mean, there's enough credit to go around, and that's a great example that it's kind of counterintuitive sometimes, but if everybody just focuses less on themselves and just kind of gives themselves up to the team and what the team is all about, there's enough individual accolades to go around for everybody. And that's sort of the fun part as a coach is when you see everybody just, you know, become a cog in the big wheel. And then as a result, they still get the individual accolades at the end of the day.
Coach, we were looking at the defensive numbers, Zach and I, early this morning. This is what happens when you do a radio show. You have no life, so you drink coffee and look at the stat sheet defensively. So as we were looking at it, and you're right, man, things are spread out. Sacks and fumble recoveries and tackles and tackles for loss. It's really nicely spread out in what you were talking about, your whole team concept. But saying all that, if you had to pick one guy right now that's played at the highest level from the start until now, could you give me one guy that's just been consistent and doesn't have off games?
Oh, boy. I mean,
put you on the spot a little bit. Yeah, put you on the spot.
I mean, it would be hard to it's quite a competition, you know. I mean, I think Willis definitely does set the tone on the inside. But then you turn around and you start looking outside. It's hard to, you know, you look at Willis or you look at Garvin and Jackson and the way they've played. You know, I think our linebackers have played at a different level this year, you know, Quarterman and Pickney. I mean, it's just, we have been so blessed that we have a lot of experience at different levels of our defense. You know, I mean, then you start about Jaquan Johnson. I mean, you could sit around and talk for 5 minutes just about any one of these guys at any one of these positions. So, and I think that's what's fun. I think, you know, and a great thing too is when you trust, you know, when you've got the trust that, hey, listen, I'm out here with all these other guys that I know they're going to do their job. I know they're ready to play. I know, you know, Trajan Bandy's going to, you know, lock down his man. And I know on the other side, you know, Michael Jackson got his guy and Redwine's doing his thing in the middle of the field. I mean, you just, it puts you such at ease because you really believe that I don't have to be Superman out here. I don't have to put on a cape. All I got to do is just do what I got to do, you know, take care of my responsibility. And I know that if the ball goes somewhere else, someone else is going to take care of his.
Coach, you feel like you got a lot of depth. I know your frontline guys, those are names. I feel, honestly, they've all been so good, and we hear about them so much, I feel like they're all like seniors right now. You feel good, though, about the depth, those guys behind a lot of those guys that we don't hear a lot about?
We really do, and that's kind of the thing is that we got guys that we want to get more snaps, but the guys in front of us are playing at such a high level, and we've been in these, obviously, we've been in these super tight games. the last couple of weeks where, you know, you kind of got a less chance to – less margin for error to put maybe a younger guy in the game. But, we feel good about where, you know, where the next group of guys – and, you know, it's, and we also have a great thing now because our younger guys that maybe are not playing as much, what a great group of guys they have to learn from, you know? I mean, you know, I can tell we got, some young kids in the back end. I say, hey, you want to know how to be a safety? Follow Jaquan Johnson around every day. I mean, Jaquan would have to get a restraining order on me because I would every day out how I prepare, what does he do, what does he eat for breakfast? I mean, what kind of, like, you know, deodorant does he wear? I mean, I would be emulating that guy. And so, you know, and we have that at multiple positions. So we've got some really talented young guys that we really like that are going to be the next generation of you know, we think big time Hurricanes. And but now it's fun that we have the program established after 3 years that the standard has been set. When the Jaquans and those type guys walk out the door, the younger guys now they'll understand and they'll be taught. We didn't have that a couple years ago, right? We had to kind of learn that on the fly, and you know, and that's where you really get to see, and that's what you see with the other, you know, the programs that are more consistently at the top 10, top 5 in the country. That they've been at that now. You know what I mean? They've been rolling for a while where they've had just, you know, been able to pass down from one generation to the next. And we're getting there here at Miami. We're getting there.
Coach, before we let you go, BC Friday night, they love to run the ball. I am sure you've watched a lot more tape than I have. I've watched none. It's time to release the linebackers this week. Like, this is going to be a big week for those linebackers on your defense?
Yeah, the linebacker. I mean, the linebackers for sure, obviously everybody in the front, they'll run a lot of, you know, tight and condensed sets, and they'll try to block down everybody. They'll make your corners tackle. So everybody's got to tackle. You know, this is the week where your run defense isn't just defined by your quote-unquote front seven. They're going to make everybody a tackler. You know, obviously we expect Dylan to play, but if he doesn't, their other backs are hard runners, and, you know, and they're just going to feeding it to him. So they love to run it, but fortunately for us, we love defending the run, and it's going to be one of those games where, you know, you may have to bring extra shoulder pads because we're going to be wearing them out all night.
Coach, thanks for your time this week. BC Friday night. Best of luck. We'll talk to you again
down the
road.
Yeah, guys, have a great day.
All right.
Manny Diaz joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.